The Gemara said that's Habursaki, and then the Gemara mentioned Shitas Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, Ein Oysen Burki. Bursaki the Marava Shalir, and the Gemara got into this whole different discussion about all the different winds. In the course of this Gemara, the Gemara mentioned that every single day there are four winds that blow. And with each one of the four winds, the Ruach Tzefoinis blows. Amar Rav Chanan bar Abba Amar Rav, Dalud Ruchais Menashvis B'chol Yon. The Ruach Tzefoinis Im Kulon. And with each one of them, there's the Ruach Tzefoinis. Shulmali Kain, because we're not for the fact that the Ruach Tzefoinis was together with these winds. Ein Ha'oilam Miskayim Afilu Sha'achas. The world would not be able to exist even a Sha'achas. The Ruach Tzefoinis is a very, very critical wind. Stating that, it's Yodua, that the Gemara says in Yevamos, Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Beis, that there was a Tkufa that the Ruach Tzefoinis did not blow. The context over there is that when the Yidu were in the Midbar, they didn't do Bris Milah. And the Gemara asks, Ube Midbar my time eloi ma? Why did the Yidu not do Bris Milah when they were in the Midbar? Says the Gemara, Iba Yaseima, could be the reason is, Mishum Chulsha de Orcha. The reason they didn't is because of Chulsha de Orcha. They were very weak, they were traveling, and for a person to do Bris Milah while he's traveling, it could be very dangerous. Iba Yaseima, Mishum de loi nash of the Ruach Tzefoinis. It's because the Ruach Tzefoinis did not blow when the Yidu were in the Midbar. And because they didn't have the Ruach Tzefoinis, so it was considered dangerous to do Bris Milah. The Tanya we learned to the Braisa, Kol Oysan Arba'im Shana Shehoi Yisrael Ba'Midbar, Loi Noshfa Lehem Ruach Tzefoinis. The 40 years that the Yidu were in the Midbar, they did not have the Ruach Tzefoinis. My time, what's the reason? So the Gemara says two reasons. Iba Yaseim, but maybe the reason is Mishum de Nezufan Hava, because they were in Cherem, so to speak, after the Chet HaEgel, the Chet of the Meraglim. So they were punished, and part of the punishment was that you're not going to get the Ruach Tzefoinis. David was afraid that the Ruach Tzefoinis would cause the Anani HaKovid to dissipate, so to protect the Anani HaKovid, it didn't blow away. The Chassam Sofer, not for now, but the Chassam Sofer in the Tshuva, Rechaim Simon Reish Ches, his famous Tshuva to Reb Tzvi Hashchayis, where he goes through so many different auras, one of the things he talks about is this Inyan right here. And he says that if you take this Gemara at face value, it's Yitochin that this was the biggest miracle that happened when the Yidu went to Midbar. So you talk about all the miracles of the Midbar, the Man, the Be'er, Shel Miriam, Danani Yaakovin. He said this might be the biggest one, because the Gemara says that every single day there's four winds, and with each one of the four winds, you have the Ruach Tzefoinis. And here you had 40 years where the world was Kayim on the Ruach Tzefoinis. Ayin Sham, the Chassam Sofer has a very big problem with this, because nobody talks about this miracle. We talk about all the miracles of the Midbar. But for some reason, we forget about the miracle that the world was able to exist 40 years without this Ruach Tzefoinis. But the bottom line is, this is the Gemara here in Perakah Ara. Yevamos, Ayin Aleph, Amid Beis, it goes on to Ayin Beis, Amid Aleph. The Yidden, for 40 years in the Midbar, did not do Bris Milah. Why didn't they do Bris Milah? According to one pshat in the Gemara, it's Mishum de Loi Nosh of Lohu Ruach Tzefoinis. And why was it Loi Nosh of Lohu Ruach Tzefoinis? Two reasons. Iba Yaseima, Mishum de Nezuf and Hava, was like a punishment. The Iba Yaseima, the Loi Navder Anani HaKovid, it was to protect the Anani HaKovid from separating. We know that when the Yidden were in the Midbar, they also didn't bring the Karban Pesach. Now, the truth is, they brought one Karban Pesach in the Midbar, but one and only one. After that first Karban Pesach, they never brought another Karban Pesach. Rashi brings it in the name of a Sefri in Parshas Baal Loischa. The Pasuk says, V'yasu b'nei Yisrael es ha-Pasach b'moy adoy. Zok the Hilge Rashi, you should know, m'pnei v'Rashi. Why is this not the beginning of Sefer Bamidbar? Because in this pasuk that says Vayasu bnei Yisrael as a pasach mimayadoi, you see Gnusan Shal Yisrael. Shekol arbam shana Shal Yisrael Bamidbar. What's the Gnusan Shal Yisrael? Because the 40 years that the Yidden were in the Midbar, like Yekrivu Elo Pesach Zebovat, the only carbon pesach that they brought was this carbon pesach right here. But besides for this carbon pesach, they never brought another carbon pesach. And all the Rishonim, the Ramban al Atayr and Parshas Baal Loischa. And it's also a Tosfos in Kiddushin, Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, asked, what's Takev Shach? Why, when the Yidden were in the Midbar, did they only bring one Karban Pesach? And Tosfos and the Ramban both say the reason is because they weren't Mehulim. because of the Gemara that we just learned. They didn't do Bris Milah. And if you're not Mohel, you can't bring a Korban Pesach. You have to be a Mohel to bring a Korban Pesach. Not just that. If you have a child that's not Mohel, if you have an Eved that's not Mohel, you can't bring a Korban Pesach. So being that the children, all the children that needed Bris Milah in the Midbar couldn't do Bris Milah, so that disqualified everybody from being able to bring a Korban Pesach. I'm afraid Tosfos that I don't understand. Because the Chazal, the Sifri says that it was Genusan Shal Yisrael. The fact that the Yid didn't bring the Karban Pesach was Genus and Shal Yisrael. If the reason they didn't bring the Karban Pesach is because they were not Mehulin, they couldn't bring the Karban Pesach, so why is it Genus and Shal Yisrael? Why are you saying something negative and derogatory about the Yidden by saying that they couldn't bring the Karban Pesach? They couldn't bring it. So if they couldn't bring it, if they could have and they didn't, that's Genus and Shal Yisrael. But to the extent that they couldn't have done it, how does that translate into Gnus and Shal Yisrael? And Tosfos says that Lefi, the Pshat in the Gemara that says that why did the Yidden not do Bris Milah? It was because there was no Ruach Tzefoinis. And why was there no Ruach Tzefoinis? In one Pshat in the Gemara, it's Mishum Shahayu Nezufin. So it comes out, it really is Gnus and Shal Yisrael. Because why did the Yidden not bring the Karban Pesach? Because they didn't do Bris Milah. Why is there no Bris Milah? Because there's no Ruach Tzefoinis. Why is there no Ruach Tzefoinis? Because then Nezuf Din Lamachim. So it's back of the envelope arithmetic. At the end of the day, the reason the Yidden couldn't bring the Karban Pesach is Gnus and Shal Yisrael. It traces itself back to the Chet HaEgel. It traces itself back to the fact that they're Nezuf Din Lamachim. So if they're Nezuf Din Lamachim, so Bal Karchach, what you have over here is Gnus and Shal Yisrael. But Al Kopanim, this Ruach Tzefoinis played itself out in two ways. Number one, it's the reason the Yidden did not have Bris Milah, according to one Pshat and the Gemara when they were in the Midbar. Additionally, it's the reason, according to the Rishonim, that the Yidden did not bring the Karban Pesach. So this Ruach Tzefoinis is a critical Ruach. Gemara talks a lot about it in our Daf. And really, it played itself out in the 40 years that the Yidden were in the Midbar that they didn't have Bris Milah. Additionally, they weren't able to bring the Karban Pesach. But just to end with a Dover Nifla that the Chiddush Arim said, and that is, Chazal say that the fact that the Yidden didn't bring the Midbar, the Yidden didn't bring the Karban Pesach when they were in the Midbar was Genus and Shal Yisrael. Frag in the Rishonim, why is it Genus and Shal Yisrael? They couldn't bring the Karban Pesach. They were not Nimoylim, and because they were not Nimoylim, so an Oral can't bring the Karban Pesach. No, Tosfos says, according to this Pshat and that Pshat, you're able to make it work. But what if you say that the reason Yidden didn't have Bris Milah was not because of the Ruach Tzefoinis, it's because of the Tiltul HaDerech? And what if the fact that the Ruach Tzefoinis didn't blow had nothing to do with the fact that they were Nezuf and Lamakim? At the end of the day, why is it Knus and Shal Yisrael? So Chiddush Arim said it over Nifla. He said, because we know that there were Yidden that were Tmeim LaNefesh. And they couldn't bring even that first Karban Pesach. And they came to Moshe Rabbeinu. And they told Moshe Rabbeinu, we want to bring a Karban Pesach too. All the Yidden are bringing a Karban Pesach and we can't bring the Karban Pesach. We also want to bring the Karban Pesach. Why should we be any worse? And Moshe Rabbeinu turned to them, he says, you know something? I hear? Interesting taina. Let me go talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I'll let you know what Hashem says. Ashri Yeludisha, that was able to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu whenever he wants to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Yidden, let me hear. So Hashem comes to Moshe, and he says, Dabra B'nei Yisrael Leimer, and he gives him the parasha of Pesach Sheni. So Chiddush Arim famously said that it sounds a little bit from the Psukim, Ki'ilu, had these Yidden not come with a taina, and they wouldn't have asked Moshe Rabbeinu, what's with us? We also want to bring the Karban Pesach. It could be they would never been told to go bring a Pesach Sheni. Meaning, there was a Karban Pesach. They were never told about a Pesach Sheni. They come to Moshe, Lama Nigara. What does Moshe say? Imdu ve'eshma. And he comes with a whole parasha of Pesach Sheni. And if they wouldn't have said Lama Nigara, they wouldn't have had a Pesach Sheni. So the Chiddush Arim said that from the Pesukim, it sounds like correct. That had they not said Lama Nigara, they would have never gotten the parasha of Pesach Sheni. Narvas, they said Lama Nigara. And they wanted so badly to be part of Klal Yisrael, to be able to bring a Karban Pesach. And he famously said, they had the koyach arois to schlep in a mitzvah from the Eibishter. And because they came with a taina of Lama Nigara, that's why it was the schadash of parasha of Pesach Sheni. Without the taina of Lama Nigara, there wouldn't have been a parasha of Pesach Sheni. But because they came and they said Lama Nigara, that's why they got the parasha of Pesach Sheni. Dvarim Neflam, so the Chiddush Arim said that it's true when the Yidden went to Midbar for those 40 years, besides for that 1 year, they couldn't bring the Karban Pesach. And they couldn't because they couldn't. Because based on the Metzias and based on the Halacha, they couldn't. But it's still Gnus and Shal Yisrael. You know why? Because if they would have wanted to bring the Korban Pesach badly enough, if this is something they would have wanted, they could have schlepped out a mitzvah from the Eibishter, where the Eibishter would have made it work. But they didn't want it, and they didn't come with a time of Laman Igara. And because they didn't come with a time of Laman Igara, that's why there was no Hechatimsa to bring the Korban Pesach in the Midbar, and that was the Kenusin Shal Yisrael. You see from the Parasha Pesach Sheni that if you want a mitzvah badly enough, you can get it. Befrat Korban Pesach. If they would have wanted it, they would have got it. They didn't get it. You know why? Because they didn't want it enough. And that's the Gnusin Shal Yisrael. The Gnusin Shal Yisrael is that they didn't come with the time of Laman Igara. That's where it's manifest. And the emphasis is, this hergish is a little bit of a hergish of Dava B'Itai, because we're starting the Bein HaMetzarim now. And we know the Pasuk says, Kol Roit Fel Hissi Gua Bein HaMetzarim. And it's Yidua that the Chassidish Shesfarim bring from the Maggid B'Mezrich, who said, Kol Roit Fel, Kol Roit Fei Ka. He says, people that run after HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sometimes you run, and you just can't catch the Hasagas of Ruchnias, of a Kol Roit Fei Ka. That if you run after the Eibishter enough, Hisigua, at some point you'll be able to catch him. And granted, this tkufa, Bein HaMetzarim, is a tkufa that's mesugal to be able to catch. But if somebody wants it enough, if somebody's roidif, if somebody comes with a taina of Laman Igara, you could even be mechadish a mitzvah. And the whole parasha Pesach Sheni was a chiddish because of the taina of Laman Igara. If the Yidden don't say Laman Igara, there's no parasha Pesach Sheni. And that's at the Chedush Arim, is the power of Laman Igara, and that was the Gnusin Shal Yisrael, that for all those years the Yidden didn't bring a Korban Pesach. What's the taina? There was no Hechetimtza. It's not true, because if you run and if you're right fair, eventually Hisigua, you're going to be able to catch, and that was the Gnusin Shal Yisrael.